Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
There was a priest who, when he was in high school, wrestled for the best team in the state of Michigan. And like many of his teammates, he was wrestling in the state finals at the end of the season. When it came down to the last match, he lost. And as he walked off the mat, his coach pointed out to him all the things he did wrong. And then with his head down, he walked towards the stands. The first person to come down to meet him was his dad, who came alongside of him, placed his arm around his shoulders, and said, "You'll get him next time, son." This priest shared this story about this wrestling match to make this simple point. God's not a coach. He's a father. And that coach had a mentality a lot like the servants in the first parable that Jesus gives today in the gospel. They see what's wrong with their master's fields. That all these weeds are growing up alongside the wheat. And they point out to him all the imperfection that they see. And then they tell the master they want to fix it then and there by uprooting the weeds. But when the owner of the field hears this, he says, "Wait." The servants are worried and anxious about the situation. But the master is serene and patient. He knows that taking action right away would only hurt the wheat that he had planted. In fact, he's well aware how the weeds got there in the first place. He himself says, an enemy has done this. He knows the enemy's tactic, that he's baiting him to overreact and therefore damage his own crops. But rather than falling into this trap of pulling up the weeds along with the wheat, he allows them to grow together until harvest time. He has patience. And each of our readings today reveal to us the patience of God. And how is God so patient? Just as that priest pointed out in that story about his wrestling match, God is a father. That's why Jesus ends his explanation of the parable by saying, "The righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their father." I once saw a definition of fatherhood as non-anxious leadership. And as the perfect father, God is never anxious. And one reason God is never anxious is because he has no rival. Jesus identifies the enemy in the parable as the devil. But that doesn't mean that they are equals. Notice that there's only one field, which Jesus identifies as the world. The enemy doesn't even have his own field to grow his weeds in. All he can do is try to ruin what is under God's domain. Our first reading today began with the words, "There is no God besides you." The devil is a creature, not the creator. God has no rival, and therefore he's never anxious. Jesus identifies himself as the owner of the field who allows the weeds to grow alongside the wheat. And in doing so, he reveals the patience of God the Father. But what about us? Well, Jesus identifies the children of the kingdom as the good seed. That's us. I'll have the privilege tomorrow to baptize a baby girl and a little boy. And baptism is the sacrament that ushers us into the kingdom of God. Those two children will become tomorrow a daughter and a son of God. They will become the good seed that Jesus is talking about. And you are good seed. It's just good to sit with that statement for a moment. You are good. It's been said that God doesn't make junk. God is a craftsman. He made you, and you are very good. And what's the role of the good seed in the parable? It's not to uproot the weeds that are growing next to it. It's not to pull up the wheat next to it to try to make it grow faster. But the role of the good seed is simply to receive nourishment and grow. And then, once grown, to produce fruits. Oftentimes, we act more like the servants rather than the seeds. When we see weeds, we want to eradicate them. But whether it's imperfection in others, kind of like that wrestling coach, or imperfections in ourselves. And if we're honest, the things that annoy us about others oftentimes are the same things that we struggle with ourselves. So whether it's the weeds that we see in others and ourselves, or in the church, or in the world, we can be tempted to pull them up like those servants were. But there's a couple of things we can learn from the servants in the parable too. And rather than immediately taking action and pulling up the weeds, they told their master first. So when we see weeds in our lives, do we try to fix it ourselves, or do we bring it to Jesus? And when we see weeds in others or in the world, do we gossip about it with others, or do we tell God about it in prayer? And second, those servants, when the master told them no, and they listened to his request. They trusted in God's timing and not their own. And because it's in delaying his justice that God shows his mercy. As we sang in that psalm, "Lord, you are good and forgiving." To trust in God's timing. Just in a few moments, the bread will be brought forward to the altar. And those grains of wheat, which make up the host, will be transformed into the body of Christ. And if Jesus can change wheat into his body, surely he can change weeds into wheat. In his mercy, God gives us time to repent. And his Holy Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, as we heard from St. Paul today. And his Holy Spirit has power to bring about transformation in our lives. So as good seed planted in the Lord's fields, may we leave the weeding to him and allow his grace to transform us, that we may bear fruit for the kingdom of our Heavenly Father.